Members of the Joint Committee on Tax Reform met in Charleston this week to carry on the committee's quest to improve the business climate in West Virginia. The group looked to leaders from national policy and tax reform organizations to learn about the progress, or in some cases, regress, other states are making as they take on changes in their tax codes. In West Virginia, the new Republican leadership is hopeful they can begin making their own changes during the 2016 legislative session, but the chair of the committee says those changes will have to come slowly.
I think West Virginia used to have awful taxes. I mean, it was almost a wall around the state.
Joseph Henchman is the vice president of legal and state projects at the National Tax Foundation. He was just one of many presenters who came before the Joint Committee Monday, saying the state's tax climate has improved in recent years.
At the same time, it's not anything glowingly positive. There's no great strengths, at least as far as the tax system goes.
Henchman says overall, West Virginia is pretty middle of the pack when it comes to tax climate. His organization ranks the state 21st in the nation, but even with a fairly high ranking, Henchman says there's still work to be done. West Virginia University's Bureau of Business and Economic Research Director John Deskins says as the committee prepares to take on that work, he advises them to be bold.
So I would say think about fundamental reform, not just smaller tweaks on the margin. Don't keep any particular aspect or component of our tax system just because we've always done it that way. Think big. Think fundamental reform.
But Deskins and other economists before the committee cautioned to implement those major changes slowly. Their example, Kansas. In the past few years, the state legislature there passed major tax cuts, but did nothing to replace those revenues, nor cut the services they funded. Kansas found itself with a $4.5 billion reduction in revenues over 6 years because of the cuts and stripped its reserve funds to stay afloat. Now, the state is working to make up for the mistakes. Tax Reform Committee co-chair Senator Mike Hall says he wants to see change, but he doesn't want West Virginia to follow in Kansas's footsteps.
They got obviously into a political situation and had a huge tax cut that they can't afford.
And while Hall admits politics are always involved, he says his committee is truly focused on creating a code that's simpler.
You know, in spite of what some commentators say, we're not trying to like drive the state to bankruptcy here, but we're looking for a code that's more friendly.
More friendly for individual taxpayers as they deal with the tax department, and more friendly for businesses so the taxes they owe are clear, Hall says. Things Hall would like to see from the committee, a taxpayer's bill of rights similar to the one the federal government has implemented. He'd like to get rid of the business inventory and equipment tax, but says that's a high revenue generator lawmakers would have to replace. And Hall would like to find a way to ensure that sales taxes are collected on online purchases. No matter what changes the committee recommends to the full legislature, Hall says they should be implemented slowly and incrementally, as economists recommend, to allow businesses in West Virginia to compensate for the changes. Republican legislative leaders are hoping to make changes to the tax code during the 2016 legislative session. Hall believes that is possible, but those changes will be small, building up to a better tax climate over time.